Dr. Brian Johnson. Join Shiloh's media team for a media training session. If you're interested in learning more about the behind the scenes of Sunday worship, join us on Thursday, January 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please email jaylen@shilohplainfield.org for more information. Join Shiloh for Black History Month, a celebration of Black excellence, every Sunday in February, beginning on Sunday, February 6th, with our Black Business Owners Expo, immediately following the worship service. All vendors and guests must register by January 18th. Please visit shilohplainfield.org for registration information. On Sunday, February 13th, join us for Divine Nine Sunday. Vendors will be available in the lobby after service. Don't forget to wear your Greek paraphernalia. On Sunday, February 20th, join us for Shiloh's HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please contact Minister Brian Johnson at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org for more information. And on Sunday, February 27th, join us in worship service as we celebrate every generation and everything they have contributed. Please join us in celebrating Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown's pastoral installation. Installation reception tickets and journal ads are now on sale. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation, call the church office, or stop by the lobby after service to purchase your journal ads and reception tickets.
Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network. And then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Good morning, Shiloh. I said good morning, Shiloh. Aren't we glad to be in the house of the Lord on this Sunday?
Good morning, Shiloh. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for bringing each and every single one of us back here today. It's an honor to be back in your sanctuary where we can exalt your name and lift you on high. I want to pray that you continue to protect and look over each and every single one of us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now stand to your feet and join us in praise and worship.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We just want to praise Him. We just want to thank Him for everything that He has done in our lives. Hallelujah. I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, oh, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, just for me.
Hallelujah. And Father, here we are to worship you. Here we are to bow down. Hey God, you're so worthy. You alone are worthy of the glory. All of the honor, it belongs to you and you alone, God. And we bless your name.
Light of the world. You step down into darkness. Open my eyes. Let me see. Yeah. Beauty of hope. May this heart adore you.
Say, here I am.
You're
altogether worthy,
worthy
of all. to worship. Here I am to bow down. Hey, here I am to say that you're my God. Yes, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. God, you're wonderful to me. Everybody say, here I am. Bless your name.
Shiloh, our theme for 2022 is the year we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. Join us for our prayer call Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. using the number 757-841-1415, access code 673-4192. Devotional books for 2022 can be found on Amazon.com. Calling all middle school and high schoolers, join us for food, fun, and fellowship at Friday Night Favor on Friday, January 21st at 7 p.m. For more information, please contact Minister Brian Johnson. Join Shiloh's media team for a media training session. If you're interested in learning more about the behind the scenes of Sunday worship, join us on Thursday, January 27th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please email jaylen@shilohplainfield.org for more information. Join Shiloh for Black History Month, a celebration of Black excellence, every Sunday in February, beginning on Sunday, February 6th, with our Black Business Owners Expo, immediately following the worship service. All vendors and guests must register by January 18th. Please visit shilohplainfield.org for registration information. On Sunday, February 13th, join us for Divine Nine Sunday. Vendors will be available in the lobby after service. Don't forget to wear your Greek paraphernalia. On Sunday, February 20th, join us for Shiloh's HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please contact Minister Brian Johnson at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org for more information. And on Sunday, February 27th, join us in worship service as we celebrate every generation and everything they have contributed. Please join us in celebrating Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown's pastoral installation. Installation reception tickets and journal ads are now on sale. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation, call the church office, or stop by the lobby after service to purchase your journal ads and reception tickets. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to give to Shiloh. You may text the word GIVE to 908-293-7376. Give using Zelle, online, by mail, or using Givealify, PayPal, or Cash App using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield. For more information, please visit our church website.
morning, Shiloh. This is the time that we pause our worship service to welcome our visitors. If there are any first-time visitors in the sanctuary, would you please stand? Our ushers are handing you a visitor card because we would like to keep in touch with you. Please fill it out and place it in the offering basket during the church offering service. Whether you are visiting for the first time or a returning visitor in the sanctuary or online, we are pleased that you have chosen to worship with us today. I pray that this service adds value to your life and that you'll come back and worship with us again. On behalf of Shiloh Youth Ministry, the entire Shiloh Church family, and our pastor, Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown, we welcome you to Shiloh, a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. We look forward to continuing our spiritual journey together.
Amen.
Great job.
Come on, put your hands together for our young people leading us in worship today. And then can you put your hands together for a God who has carried us through many dangers, seen and unseen, many dangers, toils and snares. And here we are in worship one more time. Come on, Shiloh family and friends, let's just celebrate the Lord. If you know that you've been blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when you come, blessed when you go, can we just celebrate God for one more day in this world, one more day in service, one more day to celebrate, to live, to grow, and everything that comes with there being breath in our bodies. If you are just grateful to God for being God, can you just celebrate for a few moments in the sanctuary? If you're with us online, go ahead and celebrate. Put your praise hands in the comments. Let us know where you are joining us from. You might be in North Plainfield, you might be in North Dakota, but here is the roll call. Go ahead and let us know where you are worshiping with us from, and I want you to know that we are absolutely elated that you are here. Come on, Shiloh family, just put your hands together one more time as you take your seats. Hey, hey. It's all right to celebrate. When you have a good band, I just believe it's in order to kind of... Can y'all tell I just like to be here, right? And I just like that we have such a good band. Y'all hear them over there? Hey, Elisha, it's good to see you back. Come on, put your hands together for the band. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. Just look at somebody on your row and say, that's me, that's me, that's me. If you were wondering what blessed looked like, here I am. Go ahead, do like this to your neighbor. Say, here I am. If you needed a visible manifestation of blessed, here I am. Amen. Declare it over yourself, even if you don't feel it. Just declare it. Amen. Here is what blessed looks like. That's all right. That's all right. Well, good morning, Shiloh family. Good morning, Shiloh friends. To our visitors, again, we are elated that you have joined us today. There's plenty of places that you could have gone, but we are glad that you stopped by Shiloh, and we know that you will never be the same because you've experienced Shiloh. Do I have any witnesses who have experienced Shiloh and your life has never been the same? I don't know about you, but I am one. We also want to let you know we have good news. Right. Often we hear, because we are the church. Right. And so we hear about the rough moments and rough patches in people's lives. And we get up every week and we announce those things. But I want to celebrate Leilani Leeson. Come on, put your hands together for Leilani. And you're saying, well, what am I putting my hands for? Leilani is one of our college students. And this week we got word that she made the dean's list at Temple University. And in order to make the dean's list in the school that she's in, Lou Klein College of Media and Communication, you have to achieve a 3.89. Right. Now, you do know that's on a 4.0 scale. And so that's no small thing. But Leilani, if you're streaming with us today, girl, we celebrate you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And Shiloh family, we want you to send us your good news. Right? When the children make honor roll, if you get engaged, you get married, we want to hear your good news. And so you can send us your good news to office assistant because we want to celebrate the high moments. We'll journey with you through the low ones, but we also want to celebrate the high moments. You know, this week has been an absolutely amazing week, an exciting week. The ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Councilwoman Joy Lev and Reverend Thorpe, they had a Founders Day last week. Come on, let's celebrate the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta. You know, your pastor is a Neo. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, we celebrated our Founders Day. And today, because it's today, let's celebrate those ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and their Founders Day. Come on, celebrate. Do we have any Zetas in the house? Stand up, Zetas. I see some. Come on, celebrate the Zetas that are in the house. We celebrate you. And listen, at Shiloh Baptist Church, any organization that is making the world a better place is an organization that we are going to celebrate. And so let's just celebrate the contributions of everyone to making this world a better place. We also want you to know that you can pick up your offering envelopes. I have this announcement here twice. Your offering envelopes are in the back of the sanctuary. And so please stop by. If you have not picked them up, you can. And those of you that are streaming, you can call the church office, talk to Sister Marlene. And guess what? Today is also Sister Marlene's birthday. Wave your hand, Sister Marlene. She's up in the media booth. But happy birthday to you. Come on, let's sing happy birthday to Miss Marlene. Is that all right? Miss Marlene is our office assistant, and she carries so much weight. And so we celebrate her life. Come, y'all all right? Can we sing happy birthday? Happy birthday, Miss Marlene. Keep on living. If you have never been baptized and you desire to be, we're having baptism on Sunday, February the 6th. We have several people already signed up, new members who will be baptized on that day. But if you're here and you're saying, hey, I've never been baptized and I want to be, please call the church office and make your request known so that we can get you included in that baptism. Is that all right? We also want to pause for a moment to acknowledge the life and the legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Can we just stand and have a moment of silence? We don't want to let, tomorrow is King Day, but since we're gathered today, we do not want to let this moment pass us by. And so we'll pause with a moment of silence, and then we'll sing together, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Good morning. As we remain standing, let's lift our voices together to sing our Negro National Anthem. Lift every voice and sing. You will find the words screaming on the screens. Come on, everybody. Lift every voice. Lift every voice. With a harmony of liberty, of liberty, that our rejoicing by. Thank you. chest, Negro.
Say amen if you can. Come on, put your hands together and praise God for a life well lived, one that was martyred for all of us, Martin Luther King. We are now ready for our offering. You can again give God praise for the opportunity to give back for all that He has given unto you. For those of you who are here, we do want you to know that this is the Shiloh Baptist Church where we believe in tithing. Tithing is God's way. He gives us 100% and only asks for 10. Isn't that amazing? What a good God we serve who only wants 10% back. We're going to ask that you will stand as we ask God's blessings on our offering, and as the trustees will come, for those of you who desire, you may walk around and bring your offering to the altar. Father God, we thank you again for the opportunity to give. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have given unto us. For it is in your giving to us that we have an opportunity to be your hands, your feet, and all that your people need here on earth by the gifts that we give. We ask, Lord God, that you will take the offerings that we bring, the tithes that we bring, the gifts that we bring, that you would press them down, shake them together, running over, so that we may not even know what a blessing we will receive from the overflow. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for all that you are and all that we can give back to you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Hold your offering up, and as you are holding it up, we're going to ask the trustees to come. Give us some giving music. We are living the G life, according to Pastor Daniel L. Brown. Giving and making, moving forward, giving it, paying it forward.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. We sing praises. God, we sing praises. For He is. We sing praises. Come on, let me hear you, church. We sing praises to the King. Give Him glory. Give Him glory.
church is party, we sing praises. Hallelujah. We sing praises, for he is the King of Kings. Sing praises to the King. Come on, let me hear you. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. All hail King Jesus. All hail King Jesus. Come on and bless his name. All hail the name.
All hail Jesus.
Hallelujah. One more time. All hail King Jesus.
All hail King Jesus.
Forever. He reigns forever. How many know that he reigns forever? He reigns forever. In the midst of that, we know that God is everything in our lives. God is my everything. How many, is God everything to you? Then somebody ought to say something in this place. God is my everything. I want to just go a little old school, just a little bit. Is that okay? Shiloh, do y'all mind just put your hands together and can we just have some old school church real quick? Is that all right? Now don't tell me y'all don't like old school church here, because if I put a rock song up here, y'all may think I'm going crazy and lost my mind, but I understand that you know about it, right, Mother? Here we go. Put your hands together like this. Everybody, like this. Everybody put your hands together. One more time, put your hands together. I need you to help me sing this song right here. Here we go. Yes, God is.
God is my everything.
God is.
God is
my everything.
My everything.
Yes, he's my joy.
He's my joy in sorrow.
Yes, he's my hope.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
Yes, he's my rock.
He's my rock in a weary land.
A shelter.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Yes, take part in.
God is.
God is.
God
my everything. Now shall I just put you a song? Oh,
God is.
My everything.
My everything.
I said God is.
God
my everything.
My everything.
Yes, he's my joy.
He's my joy.
Yes, he's my hope.
He's my hope for tomorrow.
Yes, he's my rock.
He's my rock in a weary land.
A shelter.
A shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, God is.
God is.
Oh, God is.
God
my everything.
My everything.
said he's my rock,
my everything.
I said he's my joy,
my everything.
I said he's my doctor,
and he's my lawyer,
and he's my strength
in the time of trouble.
Your hands together. Elisha, I want to hear you play that organ a little bit more. Can we pick that up just a little bit? Come on, Elisha, play that organ. Don't y'all like the sound of the organ on a Sunday morning? Can we just put our hands together, Shiloh? Come on, Elisha.
God is.
news. Somebody feels like they've lost everything. Somebody has lost everything. But the good news today is that as long as you have God, there's hope. Anybody a witness that you can hit rock bottom, but as long as you have God and God has you, that there's hope for recovery, that there's hope to recover it all, whether you're sick, whether it's finances, no matter what it is, he or she walked out on you, but you still had God, and you thought that you would lose your mind. In fact, you might have lost your mind, and you had some rough days and some rough nights, but here you are today in the Lord's house, because as long as you have God, as you have the Lord, you might not be able to stake claim on this, that, and the other thing, but God is my everything. Joy in the time of sorrow, my hope for tomorrow. He is a friend when I have no friends. He's a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. Here, when your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will lift you up. God is my everything. My everything, my everything, my everything. My everything, God is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. My everything. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, type that in the comments. Type that in the comments. God is my everything. And if you're in the sanctuary, just tap yourself and say, God is my everything. Sometimes we just need that assurance that God is my everything. And now, God, our everything. We thank you for this worship experience. We thank you, Lord God, for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed. We thank you for the person who is seated to our far left and far right, in front of us and behind us, and for the saints who have assembled virtually. Lord God, we thank you that the same God who's in here with us is the same God who's there with them, and that it is your power and your spirit that makes us one. Now we come to this preaching moment, and God, I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But will you stand up in me to the end, that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, that your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered and excited to run on and do your bidding in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, the one who always will be. And his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we pray. And let all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. Today, I'd like you to turn your attention to the gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read a fairly lengthy passage of scripture there, the 25th verse through the 37th verse. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Typically, that is my go-to version, just in case you were wondering. We also want to just continue to pray for all of those who are looking this way, for prayer, for healing, and for the families who are grieving. We have two funerals coming up, one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. Tuesday is the funeral of Mr. Oliver Brown, and so we're praying for Sister Sharon Moore and for her children, for his children and for his family. And then Brother Hargrove, his homegoing services will be here on Thursday. And so check the church website, and let's continue to pray for them. And Sister Claudette lost a cousin, and others who are this way. We do a great job, Shiloh, of taking care of one another, but let's continue in that way and even amp it up even the more. The word of the Lord says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have answered this rightly. Do this and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Say that, who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered him and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. And Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Bible records 46 parables of Jesus in the New Testament. Jesus used parables, I told you last week, as in the telling of stories, using imagery that the audience could certainly relate to in order to get to his point concerning the kingdom of God. Why the use of parables? Well, essentially, Jesus is talking about the kingdom, and therefore he could speak in open terms, but there are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It's good to see Reverend Carlos Nichols, from Newark by way of Memphis, but it's good to see you, brother. Mysteries that require further exploration, further growth and learning in order to be trusted with them. The mysteries of the kingdom are not taught, they are revealed. Say that, revealed. They are revealed. And in order for something to be revealed, it must first be hidden. Parables were a way to present the truth with a little covering on it to the multitudes and those who are willing to invest time into digging deeper and searching for the meaning within them would find it. Are y'all with me? Please stay with me. You'll never grow in wisdom, knowledge, or revelation unless you've invested time and effort in doing so. You know, people will leave churches and one of the first things that they say is, well, I wasn't growing there anymore. And often when I hear this, Brother Vincent, what I ask the people is, well, if you were not growing there, don't tell me what the church was doing. Tell me what you were doing beyond Sunday. Right. Beyond Sunday morning, what was your prayer life like? Beyond Sunday morning, what was your study life like? Because you will never grow beyond your level of effort. Listen, this is why Bible study and church attendance, whether it's virtual or in person, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, and the big two, prayer and Bible reading, are essential. You cannot neglect these things and grow in God. So today's parable is about the Good Samaritan. We're in our series called Living the G Life. How many G's out there? Anybody living the G Life, right? G is for generosity. Some of y'all misinterpret. Don't go too far. God wasn't talking about that G Life. That was your old life. Old things have passed away. G Life, generosity. Say that, generosity. We're living a generous life. And so this parable today is about the Good Samaritan. And in this parable, Jesus, what prompts this parable is that Jesus, Sidney, is asked by a lawyer, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus' response is, well, what's written in the law? What did you read, man? Well, love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength and all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus responds, Mr. Legal Expert, you are on the money. You've got it and you know it and you've read it and now you've repeated it. But if you do it, you will live. Pretty simple. But the lawyer decides to press Jesus. He decides to try him and presses the issue and says, well, who is my neighbor? Upon this pressing, Jesus responds with a parable that is the epitome of generosity. A selfless and wonderful example of what our generosity as Christians should look like. Jesus tells the story of a man who goes down from Jerusalem. Mind you, Jerusalem is the holy place. The imagery in the biblical text, typically when you hear the words say that they're going up, right? Every time they're going up toward holy space or holy place. They're going up to Jerusalem because the holy place was exalted. The place of worship, the place of sacrifice was reverence, unlike modern times. You know, we have little to no reverence for the altar anymore. Little to no reverence for holy space. There was a time, and I'm not talking about just not moving while people are praying, because it's bigger than that. It's bigger than the legalistic and you know, those traditional things that often don't have any heart behind it. I'm talking about the condition of our heart when we come into worship space. See, walking won't cause God not to hear our prayer, but out of reverence, there's nothing in that moment that is more important than the Most High God. Yeah. This guy is coming down from Jerusalem. You don't mind if I take my time today? I don't mean take all day, but just kind of take my time. The guy's coming down from Jerusalem, and he's headed, Reverend Jarrell, to Jericho. Considering that he was coming down from Jerusalem, he was likely a religious man. He bumps into some thieves and they rob him of his clothing and they wound him and they leave him half dead down the same road. Likely from the same religious experience comes a priest. Somebody say a priest. A religious man. And the religious man on his way from worship runs into a problem. What is this problem? The problem is another man from the same worship experience is now laying by the side of the road. He's disrobed and he is beaten and he's only half alive, and the priest sees this problem and decides to go to the other side of the street in order to avoid him in his low state. Y'all know how you do. You see somebody you don't want to be bothered with in the grocery store, and you see them before they see you, and so you turn around and hook a left down aisle 5. But then it wasn't just the priest, but behind the priest now comes a Levite, the worship leader. He comes, he looks, he crosses the road. The religious man runs into a problem, laying by the side of the road. He's disrobed and he is beaten and only half alive. The priest, the same one that he was hollering, preached to at the last worship service. The priest, the one whose life's work was to set the example, to labor and to teach the principles of God. He saw him and he crossed the street. He saw him and he had nothing for him. The Levite, they were friends. They sang together in the Shiloh choir back in the day. And just a few hours earlier, he was singing along with him. And every time the worship leader said, clap your hands, he clapped his hands. And when he says shout, he shouted. And when he said bless the wonderful name, he did. The Levite saw him, got a closer look, and had nothing for him. Are y'all still with me? Is this all right? Y'all with me online? Let me know you're with me. Kirk Franklin said, GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. But then the Samaritan. Interesting to me that if we read the Bible, in the 9th chapter, Jesus has been rejected by a whole Samaritan village. But in chapter 10, he's using an example of a completely different image of a Samaritan. Can I put a bookmark right there and just tell you that there is nothing as a hope, nothing, no such thing as a hopeless case in Jesus? That you can be your chapter 9 self, but where the way that Jesus is hooked up, the way that Jesus is set up, that you can come into your chapter 10 self. Chapter 10. Don't judge me by what you heard about where I'm from. Chapter 10 tells us, don't judge me based on what you think you know about my mama and my daddy and my brother and my sister or the last five guys I even dated. Don't judge me by that old stuff. Because if Jesus does not hold every Samaritan to the history of Samaria, then why do you judge folks based on their history of a people who look like them and talk like them or grew up on their same block? Listen, the Samaritan journeyed the same way that the priest and the Levite did, but when the Samaritan encountered the problem, he saw where this man was, and he saw him, and he was moved to compassion. What does this have to do with generosity? Well, out of compassion came generosity. And here's what happens. The Samaritan bandaged his wounds, pours oil on him, a wine on him, and sets him on his own animal and brings him to an inn to take care of him. And maybe it's easier to have compassion on somebody when you've suffered yourself. Perhaps a life of living under the stigma of Samaria made him a little more sensitive to the struggles of other folks who are overlooked and rejected and generalized. But here's where he's generous. He's generous with his time. Somebody say that. Say time. You can type time in the comments if you want. Time. He's on his way somewhere. Obviously not prepared for what he's about to encounter. And so he's generous with his time. He pauses and takes time. He was willing to be inconvenienced for the sake of someone other than himself. Somebody shout time. Not only is he generous with his time, he's generous with his agenda. Say that with me, agenda. He's on his way somewhere. I'm sure probably some people who are waiting for him. There's a reason that he's going there, and that reason is now going to have to wait so that he can address the problem he's encountered. His agenda is adjusted on account of his generosity towards someone who will benefit from a slight change in his plans. Agenda. He's also generous with his resources. Hold on. Oil and wine are not cheap. Oil and wine are commodities in this time. Yet, he generously uses the oil and the wine that he could sell or use himself or even drink. Some of y'all like, drink the wine. No, drink it for himself on the wounds of a man he does not know. Somebody shout, resources. He's also generous with his finances. Say that with me, finances. The next day, when the Samaritan has to leave, he gives him 2 denarii. That's about $40. And says to the innkeeper, listen, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come back, I will pay you for it. He doesn't know how much more taking care of this man will cost. He does not know how long it will take for this fella to fully recover, yet he's generous with what? His finances. Time, agenda, resources, and finances. He extends generosity with someone that he does not know. A man coming down from Jerusalem is at the lowest point in his life due to no wrongdoing of his own, but simply because he's been at the mercy of external forces that did not value his life and did not value him. And although they did not lay one hand on him, although they did not tear one piece of clothing off of him, the priest and the Levite, the ones who were very likely, very regularly rubbing elbows with him, were just as guilty as the gang because they did not have compassion. And because they had not compassion, they saw no reason to extend generosity toward this man. Compassion leads to generosity. Are y'all still with me? How can you serve God week in and week out and not have compassion? How can we serve God, praise God, receive from God, be blessed by God, and give to God and not be generous toward our neighbors? But that's the question of the lawyer. The lawyer says, who is my neighbor? Jesus' parable ends with him asking this question: whom among these three was a neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? Nope. It wasn't the ones he knew. It wasn't the obvious. But you know who it was? It was the one who showed mercy on him. It was the one who was generous with his time, agenda, resources, and finances. It was the one who saw him in his lowest state at the mercy of someone else's wrongdoing and didn't ask a bunch of questions. Didn't make a bunch of assumptions. Well, you might not be in that condition if you had made better choices before you got there. You might not have been in that condition if you had made some better decisions. You might not have been in that condition if you had walked another way, if you didn't dress like that, if you didn't talk like that. No, he doesn't do any of that. He's just moved by compassion, which yielded generosity. Didn't qualify him based on his checklist of preferences. Who was his neighbor? His neighbor was the one who was generous. And so today, my question for you, Shiloh and friends, in the sanctuary and online, whose neighbor are you? Who do you know who's in a low state and needs a little generosity to come their way? And maybe you don't have finances, but you do have time. Maybe you don't have time, but you've got some resources. Maybe you don't have resources, but are you willing to rearrange your agenda for the benefit of someone else? It would work very much in the church's favor to say that generosity is not just about money, but it wouldn't help you in your journey to limit Jesus to just that. You should give to God. You should be a tither, 10% of all of your increase. You should be a seed sower, absolutely. And we look forward to seed time and harvest because there are biblical blessings and promises that are attached to the tithe bringer and the seed sower. But unequivocally, but generosity should be an obvious trait in every part of our lives and especially beyond the walls of the church. So I ask you again, whose neighbor are you? I believe that every one of us in this room today and those of us online can think of someone we can extend generosity toward this week. And I don't mean give a handout. I don't mean feel bad for them. But no matter what condition you're in yourself, do something this week to help somebody else. Find a way to extend generosity towards someone else. I know that today I didn't shout you, but that's okay. Come back next week. I might holler and sweat. We'll tune up Elisha and go that way. But how many of you know every now and then we just need to talk some things out? And I want you to remember this. That when God extends the call for generosity, it means that God has something in mind for you. Have you been listening to this series over the last 3 weeks? God never requires of you first what God has not already put in you. What else did we learn in this series is that anytime God gives you the opportunity to be generous, it really means that God is trying to deliver something to you. But your generosity is the segue to your receiving. But compassion is a catalyst for generosity. Are y'all still with me? It's really time for us to embrace the G life. It's life of generosity. Generosity that looks like this. We will tithe and we will sow seed and we will support the Lord's church. But we will also go out in the world. And because we have compassion upon the people that we see, who we encounter, because we're just good Christians, we'll do it out there too. Is that all right? Can everyone stand to your feet? I promise you, come back next week. I might even hoop for you. Sorry, Carlos. When you came in, the ushers gave you a little business card. Can you hold that up if you have that? If you have that little business card. Oh, get the baby. Who made the baby cry? Can you hold that up? So that card, there's some instructions for you with that card. If you turn the card over on the back side, it has a little note there that says, this month we're learning about generosity. And it says, we hope that this moment reminds you. What does it say? That God sees you and God loves you. And if you receive this card, send us a note and let us know. This is what we're asking you to do, Shiloh and friends. And those of you that are joining us virtually, we'll post that to our website so that you can download it and you can participate in this too. This is all that we're asking, is that you will, over the course of this week and next, pray about it and be generous towards someone, a stranger even. Maybe you in the drive-thru in front of someone. Tell them, hey, I'm going to pay for the car behind me. But leave that card. Is that all right? Be generous towards someone and leave that card with that message that God loves you and God sees you. We're going to have just a revolution of generosity. Do you see how many people are just in the sanctuary alone? If we all pick a different person to be generous toward. It's up to you what you do. It's up to you how you do it. Just make sure that you do it. Don't lose your card. Give it away. Be generous to someone. And then we're hoping that the people we are generous to will follow the instructions on the card and they'll send us a message and let us know that they received generosity from a member of Shiloh. And that also creates an opportunity for us to reach out, to evangelize, and to grow. Is that all right? But then here's part two. Here's part two of this instruction. Go be generous. But then once you are, we'd like for you to let us know what it was like for you to be generous. What the experience was like to just approach a stranger and be kind. You can send a message to office assistant, right, at shilohplainfield.org. Let us know about your generous acts. You don't have to blast them all over the place, but let us know. Send it to us because we want to pray for you and we want to hear what the experience was like for you to be generous. Is that cool? Everybody understand what we're doing? Can we do this together? Sister Joylette, we good? You got a thumbs up over there? Sister Latoya, I see you back there, Elder. We good? Deacon Hand, we all right? Somebody over here, young people, we good? They're ready. You see them, they're ready. But this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna be generous. We're making a commitment to this G Life. And now if you're here and you're saying, listen, I wanna be saved. I want to have a relationship with Jesus. The ultimate example of one who has compassion that leads to generosity. The greatest expression of God's love for humanity desires to be in relationship with each one of us. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you look like. There are no qualifying factors. The only qualifying factors are that He loves you. Scripture tells us two things. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Scripture tells us that if you confess with your mouth and you believe the Lord Jesus, then you shall be saved. And so this is the opportunity that you have now. If you'd like to be saved, come on and meet us at the altar. No judgment, no shade. If you want to be saved today, you want to give your life to Jesus and be in relationship with Him. He already wants to be in relationship with you. But would you come now? And here's the second call. You also can do it online. Our ministers are already in the comments waiting for you. If you want to be saved, just let them know and they'll respond to you. But here's the second call. If you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, this is your opportunity to join the family. We've been praying for you. We're just wondering what's taking you so long to make the decision. So come on and join us today. The heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you. You can step out in the aisle right now and become part of this Shiloh family. Shiloh isn't a perfect church, but who wants a perfect church? That's boring. But we are a strong church. We're a loving church. Matter of fact, I want to believe that we are the church for you. That's why you keep logging in. That's why you keep showing up. But if you want to be a member of Shiloh, you also don't have to wait. If you're in online with us, you can let us know that in the comments too, and you can join. Just shoot us an email, shoot us a message in the comments. We've had several people do it just in the last couple of weeks. Join by way of email, and Deaconess Banks will get right back to you. But today is your day. Man, woman, boy, girl. Come on, here they come. Come on. Is there another? Is there another? Come on and join this family. Come on and join this family. This is an amazing family, amazing people. We're just waiting on you. Every week, the Lord's church is growing. Come on, is there another? Can you do me a favor? Can you do us a favor and just look at the person next to you and say, you good? Are you a member? You good? You good? You all right? You all right? Are you on the roll? That's good. Come on, Shiloh, let's put our hands together and give God praise.
It is His will.
Give God praise. It's 10:20. We got to get out of here. Man, I love this church. I love this church. Don't you love Shiloh? Don't you love Shiloh? This is a great church. Next Sunday, same time, same place. Be generous, y'all, this week. Give your cards away. Don't come back next week with the same card. Next week, come, we want you to tell the ushers, I need 5 cards. Matter of fact, take some extras. We can print off some more. But let's start a revolution of generosity. A revolution of generosity this week. Amen. Again, we're praying for all of those that are looking this way for healing. They're looking to God to be comfort. Let's pray all week long. Shiloh, send us your good news. Y'all hear me? Send some good news to the office. We can't always have only hearing death and sickness. Send us your good news. God cares about our whole lives. Amen? All right, stretch your hands toward heaven. Gracious and almighty God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for everything you've said and everything that you've done. We thank you, Lord God, that you're keeping us. We thank you that you're growing and stretching us in the area of our generosity. And so, God, as we go out and we are generous, we ask, Lord God, that you would make your word and every principle in your word become our reality. I pray that you bless these, your precious people, and camp your angels around them all week long. Break through places that they need you to break through. Heal their bodies. Keep their minds. Give them favor in the workplace and open doors that no man could close and shut doors that need to be shut so that we can all live in your will and meet our divine destiny. God, I thank you for Shiloh. Help us to keep being the church that you have called us to be for such a time as this. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, go in peace, Shiloh. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Show that you need God. May your battles end the way they should. May your battles.